Welcome back to A Plus. I'm Seb.
And I'm Laura.
So, Laura, what happened last time?
Okay, we learned about glamping, glamorous camping. I hope you're interested in that now.
I am a little bit interested.
Okay.
So, what else did we learn? We learned that camping is popular, but people hate sleeping in tents. Okay, I hate sleeping in tents. Yeah, what else?
Okay, we took a look at some of the top places to go glamping, not camping.
Right, we looked at Na'i Villa, Jiaoxi Yilan, big comfortable beds, lots of monkeys, birds, and...
Animals,
right?
And we also took a look at Tian'an Camper in Dongshan, right? Mei Hua Lake, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and trailers, right? That's actually very popular also in North America.
They are very popular in North America. So, where else should we go to go glamping?
Yeah, well, let's find out.
Let's find out.
Taiwan's best places for glamping out. Herb Zen Den. This park in Hsinchu is famous because workers here don't use chemicals on the park's plants. The name Zen Den is from the Atayal word for hunting place. Catch sight of Taiwan's wildlife by taking a walk there. You can stay here in a big tent for 4 or 5 people. Vanaheim. Vanaheim is a cute village of tents in Tainan. The village's Chinese name stands for love, and it's a good place for couples. It's near a nice beach and a river with a mangrove forest. You can even take a boat into the forest. If camping is not for you, you might enjoy one of these glamping places. You're sure to spend happy times in nature there.
Word power!
Worker. Worker. There are 10 workers in the company right now. There are 10 workers in the company right now. Hunting. Hunting. My uncle usually goes hunting with his dogs on the weekends. My uncle usually goes hunting with his dogs on the weekends. Couple. Couple. Couples often give each other gifts on Valentine's Day to celebrate their love. Couples often give each other gifts on Valentine's Day to celebrate their love. Beach. Beach. This island has beautiful beaches with clear blue water. This island has beautiful beaches with clear blue water.
认识智慧
Chemical. Wildlife.Mangrove.
Right, so the first place that the article recommends is a campsite. Remember that word? Okay, it's called Herb Zen Den. And it says, this park in Hsinchu is famous because workers here don't use chemical on the park's plants.
Wow.
Wow, okay. Special place.
I like this place. Okay.蒲真园这个在新竹的公园是很有名的哦，因为这里的员工不会将这个化学药品使用在这个公园里的植物上。其中提到的 chemicals, OK, 就是化学药品哦。Great place.
Right, so it's a very natural place because all the plants are very healthy. But who takes care of them? The workers. That's a noun, worker, W-O-R-K-E-R.Worker. Let's find out what this means. So what is a worker? Well, it's quite simple. A worker is anyone that does a job. So a hospital worker is someone who works in a hospital, a factory worker is someone who works in a factory, and someone who works in an airport is an airport worker. Some jobs don't really use the word worker. So, for example, we say lawyers, not court workers, pilots, not airplane workers, and teachers, not school workers. So there you go. That's what a worker is, someone who works. Let's take a look at our example sentence. There are 10 workers in the company right now. There are 10 workers in the company right now.
Worker 这个字呢，就是工人，它是一个名词，或是在某个地方工作的人，像是 office workers 就是当然就是在办公室工作的人嘛、mm-hmm. 或者是 factory workers 就是工厂的工人 or construction workers OK 建筑的工人啦 or even postal workers 就是邮局工作的人
Right, delivering letters
That's、yeah. right, OK、mm-hmm. Now of course, sometimes we could use this word when we're talking about a full-time workerOr a part-time worker. 如果你要分辨全职人员也可以用到这个字或者是兼职人员、mm-hmm. 好了回到刚刚的例句就是这间公司现在有几个员工就是10 workers, 十个、
mm-hmm. Okay, so back to the article And、uh-huh. the name Zenden is from the Atayal word for hunting place
Oh, interesting. Okay, interesting. 所以蒲真元的名字原来是来自泰雅族哦，也就是猎场的意思 ,hunting place.
Mm, right, so it's from、an Aboriginal language, right?
Yeah, that's right.、Okay. I also、mm-hmm. know another Aboriginal tribe, Amis, 就是阿美族 They're also、mm-hmm. quite famous.
Oh, okay, okay.、Mm. So Zenden comes from a word in the Atayal language that means hunting place.Hunting, that's a noun, and it's spelt H-U-N-T-I-N-G, hunting. So what's the story behind this word? We're about to find out. Hunting, so this word has been part of human culture for thousands and thousands of years. But it's also something that not everyone likes. When we go hunting, what we do is chase and kill an animal. A long time ago, this was how people got their food,However, today some people go hunting for fun. So, for example, in the UK, there is a sport called fox hunting, which is where a group of people go out with dogs and hunt, and kill foxes for fun. The government has tried to stop this, because it's very cruel, but, there are still some problems. Our example sentence is, My uncle usually goes hunting with his dogs on the weekends.My uncle usually goes hunting with his dogs on the weekends.
OK, 看我们有看到 hunting, 这个名词就是打猎因为我们都知道 hunt, 而且是个动词就是打猎可是 hunting 是它的名词所以如果你要去打猎你可以说 go hunting. 那如果比方像是要去猎熊的话呢你可以说 they went hunting for bear or they went bear hunting, OK?那你们猜猜看的 hunting dog 是什么呢？没错，就是一个猎犬。好啦，看回刚刚的例句，提到就是呢 ，My uncle usually hunts rabbits with his dogs on the weekends。意思就是我的叔叔通常在周末带着他的狗一起这个捕猎兔子哦。嗯，好可怜哦。
Anyway, so back to the article,、
uh-huh.
and it says, "Catch sight of Taiwan's wildlife by taking a walk here."
太棒了，所以到这个蒲真园散步、mm-hmm. 看看台湾的野生动物吧、mm-hmm. 动植物。
So if you're lucky, you can see the wildlife. What's wildlife, Laura?
Wildlife 就是野生动植物 animals living in nature、mm-hmm. or even wild animals or、mm-hmm. even plants.
Yeah, all、mm-hmm. sorts, all、yes. sorts. So you can stay here in a big tent for 4 or 5 people.
Wow.
Right, big tents, big tents.
Nice, okay,、mm-hmm. so you can 住在这里、的四或五人大的帐篷哦。Mm,
wow, okay. So we're on to our next place now. It's Vanaheim.、
Mm.
Where's that? Well, the article says, Vanaheim is a cute village of tents in Tainan.
Wow.
Ah, awesome.
Right, 所以这个爱庄园呢、mm. 接下来我们看到另外一个地方哦，是在台南的可爱帐篷村庄哦 sounds cute.
It does sound very cute.、
Mm-hmm.
The village's Chinese name stands for love, actually. Doesn't it, Laura?
Yes, 爱庄。
爱庄 yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good, it's a good place for couples.
Okay.
So what does that mean?
所以村庄的中文名称是代表着 Love, 爱，有没有爱庄园嘛 ？So cute,、mm-hmm. OK. Stand for something 就是代表什么什么。通常我们可能在缩写的时候会提到这样子的片语 ，like、mm-hmm. FYI stands for your information,、mm-hmm. 就是供你参考。所以爱庄园对这个情侣而言是很棒的地点哦。Mm-hmm. A good place for couples.
A good place for couples. That's a noun. Couple, C-O-U-P-L-E.Couple. Let's find out what this means. So this is a really romantic word. Normally, the word couple means two of something. So if I have a couple of plants on my desk, that means I have two plants on my desk. However, when we put the word couple on its own, what we are talking about is two people that love each other very much. We could be talking about a boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife,boyfriend and boyfriend, or girlfriend and girlfriend. It doesn't matter who they are. They like each other a lot, so they are a couple. Now, if a place is very romantic, we might say it is a good place for couples. That means it's a good place for people to go on a date and spend time together. Anyway, let's take a look at our example sentence. Couples often give each other gifts on Valentine's Day to celebrate their love. Couples...often give each other gifts on Valentine's Day to celebrate their love.
That's so sweet.
Oh, yeah. OK, 只要是两个相爱的人，我们就可以用 couple 来表示一对情侣或是一对夫妻哦。OK, 所以呢，如果有人刚结婚了，然后又很快乐，我们就可以说 happily married couple. They just got married. They're so happy. OK, 或者是有时候你在八卦说 Hey, are they a couple? 他们是一对情侣吗、mm-hmm. 那你就说 No, they're just friends. 不是啦，他们只是好朋友、
right.
OK,、mm-hmm. 所以不要乱点鸳鸯谱。那刚刚的例句提到就是情侣经常在情人节会互送礼物，歌颂他们的爱情，要放闪吗、mm-hmm.
Yeah, very sweet.
OK,
but back to Vanaheim, and the article saysIt's near a nice beach and a river with a mangrove forest.
Wow, romantic.
Yeah.
它靠近一个很棒的海滩以及有这个红树林森林的河流。Mm. Okay, mangrove 就是红树林。
Oh, I love mangroves.
Yay.
Oh, and it's also near a nice beach. Mm-hmm. That's another noun, B-E-A-C-H, beach. Awesome. Let's find out why this is so、okay. exciting.So the beach, okay, this is a place I really love. Why? Because it's where the land meets the sea. Beaches have sandy shorelines where you can relax or hang out with friends, and they're great for swimming. Now, they're also very popular places, right? Sometimes they're even too popular. A beach that has too many people, that you can't find a spot to sit down, where it's very noisy, that's what we call a crowded beach.Meanwhile, if we find one which has nobody on it at all, and it's completely empty, we can call that a deserted beach. Those are my favorites. But they're also pretty hard to find. Anyway, our example sentence is, This island has beautiful beaches with clear blue water. This island has beautiful beaches with clear blue water.
Beach 就是海滩、沙滩，我们最爱的。它是一个名词哦。Mm-hmm. 那除了 you can go swimming, 你可以游泳。You can also walk on the beach or、mm-hmm. lie on the beach, 就是走在沙滩上或者躺在这个舒服的沙滩上哦。那有时候天气很好呢，很适合去海边玩，我们就可以说 It's a nice day for going to the beach.、
Mm-hmm.
那回到 I know,、mm-hmm. right? 回到刚刚的例句提到就是。是这座岛的美丽海滩拥有清澈，然后就是非常蓝色的这个海水。
Mm,
I want to go to that beach.
Yeah. What is the nicest beach you've ever been to, though?
Oh, Gold Coast in Australia. I grew up there, sort of. Okay. 澳洲的黄金海岸。You have to go there.
I've never been.
You have to.
Maybe one day.
Okay.
Okay. So back to the article, and it says...You can even take a boat into the forest.
Wow,、huh? nice.
Oh, right, because mangrove forests、mm-hmm. are filled with water, aren't、
yeah.
they? You can't walk through them. No.
没错，你可以甚至呢、mm-hmm. 还可以搭小船到森林里面哦。
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're on to the last part of our article now, And it says, if camping is not for you, you might enjoy one of these glamping places. Okay.
Yeah, 如果露营不适合你的话，你或许会喜欢这里其中的这个豪华露营地点哦。
Mm-hmm. You're sure to spend happy times in nature there.
Right, it's talking to you. 你肯定会在那里呢，就是在大自然里面度过愉快的时光。You're sure to, be sure to, 就是肯定，一定怎么样怎么样。比方像是呢 ，I'll be sure to call you when I get home. 我回家一定会打给你。Or that new movie is sure to make you laugh. 那部新的电影肯定会让你笑开怀。Go and check it out. Okay, we also saw the word time. It has a lot of meanings. Time 有时间的意思。像是问时间 What time is it? 或是 Time flies 光阴似箭 Or I want to travel back in time
That would be amazing
回到过去那 time 还有几次几回的意思像是 How many times have you been to Japan? 你到日本去过几次呢或是特定的时间比方像是 Test time is at 8 o'clock The test will begin at 8 okay, 考试时间就在八点钟还有它有时代的意思哦像是 in ancient times 就是古代的意思 Okay, so time 有很多意思 There's a lot of meanings
Yeah, lots of meanings What are some good times that you've had in nature though?
Oh, okay Maybe 阳明山 I used to go to the hot springs there And after that I would go to the restaurant up there And enjoy the night view
I didn't know there was a restaurant
in Yangmingshan No, there are lots
Oh, next weekend
Okay,
now let's go to our magic boxAnd then we'll come back here for our review time. Let's go!
Magic Box! 找亮点
大家好我是 Lee Sure 是什么意思呢大家一定知道它是肯定一定的意思对不对那我们会用来这个回答问题例如说别人问你 Do you want to go to the movies? 你会说 Sure 好啊或者是说你要问别人你确定吗你可以说 Are you sure? 但是你有想过 sure 还能怎么用吗其实呢我们还可以用 sure 来表达一定会怎样用法就是 be sure to do something 后面加一个这个动词就可以了例如你的朋友很担心自己这个比赛不会赢好了你就可以跟他说 You are sure to win You are sure to win 意思呢就是说你一定会赢的或者是啊你今天不小心起床晚了这时候你就觉得啊死定了我一定会迟到这时候你就可以说 I'm sure to be late I'm sure to be late 另外我们也可以说一句话然后在后面加上 for sure 意思也是差不多的都是一定会怎样像刚刚说的 you're sure to win 我们就可以改成 you will win for sure you will win for sure还有一句话很常用到、哦、One thing is for sure 意思就是说有件事是肯定的这句话隐藏的意涵呢就是其他的事情我都不确定哦但是这件事我是肯定的例如你在学校翻书包翻抽屉哎，都找不到作业老师觉得你是不是没有写你就可以说 One thing is for sure I did write it last night You can ask my mom One thing is for sureI did write it last night. You can ask my mom. 有件事我很肯定，我有写作业，你可以问我妈。最后呢，考考大家，我一定会迟到的这句话呢，改成 for sure 结尾，该怎么说呢？
The answer is, I'll be late for sure. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽
Okay, so we're gonna wrap up now with a game, okay?
My eyes are covered, 我没有偷看 no cheating.
So Laura thinks she knows all of the words from today.
I think so.
And we're gonna find out if she does.
Okay.
I'm gonna write one of the words from today on this board.And then I'm going to give Laura some clues、
Please.
Without saying that word.
Okay.
Laura has to guess what the word is.
I hope it's okay? easy.
Okay. Right. So our first word is this one. Okay.
I can't see it.
Oh. Right. So this is a person. It's a person that is doing a job.
Worker.
Maybe. Yes, that's right. Okay, awesome, awesome.
Oh my god, I'm so smart. Right. 1 point for me.
1 point for you. Okay, next one. Let's see. Let's see if she can get this. Right. Now, this is one of my favorite places.
Beach, beach.
Oh, I didn't even get to do any of the proper clues. Oh, she's too good at this, too good at this. Okay, one more.
I am good.
One more to finish the day. And let's see how romantic Laura is. This is two people.
Couple.
Right,
okay. Did I
okay.
get this right?
Yes, you did.
Oh my gosh, I'm so smart. She did. I bet you guys didn't beat me. I'm just too good for this.
Yeah, how did you guys do? Anyway, that's all we have time for today, I'm afraid. But what a glamping adventure we've been on, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I hope you'll actually visit one of those places.
Mm-hmm. Definitely that restaurant in Yangmingshan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Taiwan's best places for glamping out. Herb Zen Den. This park in Hsinchu is famous because workers here don't use chemicals on the park's plants. The name Zen Den is from the Atayal word for hunting place. Catch sight of Taiwan's wildlife by taking a walk there. You can stay here in a big tent for 4 or 5 people. Vanaheim. Vanaheim is a cute village of tents in Tainan. The village's Chinese name stands for love, and it's a good place for couples. It's near a nice beach and a river with a mangrove forest. You can even take a boat into the forest. If camping is not for you, you might enjoy one of these glamping places. You're sure to spend happy times in nature there. Worker, worker. There are 10 workers in the company right now. There are 10 workers in the company right now. Hunting, hunting. My uncle usually goes hunting with his dogs on the weekends. My uncle usually goes hunting with his dogs on the weekends. Couple, couple. Couples often give each other gifts on Valentine's Day to celebrate their love. Couples often give each other gifts on Valentine's Day to celebrate their love. Beach, beach. This island has beautiful beaches with clear blue water. This island has beautiful beaches with clear blue water.
认识智慧
Chemical. Wildlife. Mangrove.